Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. The Republican midterm convention kicks off today in Dallas, with President Donald Trump expected to headline both nights of the two-day event. Our Emmanuel Rivas reports it comes as the GOP looks to gain momentum ahead of the November election.
The unprecedented event at the American Airlines Center is aimed at promoting the party's agenda, raising money, and energizing voters ahead of the November midterms. Cal Jellison is an SMU political science professor.
So this convention is a bid to gin up enthusiasm among Republican voters to increase the chances that they turn out in large numbers in November.
Other speakers at the event include Attorney General and U.S. Senate candidate Ken Paxton, Governor Greg Abbott, and Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson. Meanwhile, roads around the arena will be blocked off as the Secret Service and other law enforcement agencies increase security. I'm Emmanuel Rivas in Dallas.
The city of Manvel in the Houston area is the latest to pull its contract with Flock cameras. The city approved the cameras just 2 years ago, but many residents now have concerns about privacy and misuse. Manvel Mayor Dan Davis also questioned a Flock representative about the company's use of artificial intelligence.
Does Flock use our data to train its AI tools?
That is a part of making our cameras more accurate.
Okay, yes. So that's a yes.
Manvel City Council voted unanimously to end its contract with Flock. The cameras will be covered, and the company is on notice its contract is ending in the next 30 days. Meanwhile, several Harris County residents are imploring commissioners to cancel the county's contract with Flock. In a Substack post over the weekend, Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo called for the court to have a special meeting to reconsider their Flock contract, which was recently renewed. The Astros remain two.